God's love in and amongst us. 1 Corinthians 13:13. 1 Corinthians 13:13. God's love in and amongst us is what we're going to be paying attention to tonight. And now abided faith, hope, love, which is charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. And we have been trying to look out on this subject matter and to understand what it is and what Jesus deems as the greatest of all. Today, if I gathered a group of people and I said, let us pray that we remain rooted and grounded in the Savior's love to the end that we dispense out his love to other people. And we're praying for an hour, we're praying for 2 hours, we're praying for 3 hours, we're praying for 4 hours, we're praying for 5 hours, praying for 6 hours, praying for a couple of hours, and then we're done with the whole prayer session and we say, how was the prayer session today? I bet 95% of people will bow their heads in shame and say, we are fine. We prayed. But I think we wasted the night, or we wasted the entire period. And probably you might try to probe and find out why. You will find them say, we could have prayed for the anointing and we could have prayed for spiritual gifts and we could have prayed for breakthrough and we could have prayed for faith to move mountains and we should have even prayed for Holy Ghost fire. But here is what was that again? Love. It's a wasted time. It's a wasted time. You see that? So, unknown to them, or known to these folks, that's what actually Jesus sees as the greatest. Speaks about the fact that if we are able to speak with tongues of men and of angels, and we do not have this key element of love, he says we are like a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though we can have the gifts of prophecies and we understand all the mysteries of God's word and all knowledge, and though we have all the faith that we want to have, so that we could even speak to mountains to move from one spot to the other, and we do not have this charity or love, he says, we are nothing. And even times where we bestow our goods to the feed the poor, and though we give our bodies to be burned, and we do not have any kind of love on the inside of us that flows out through us, he says, we are nothing. So we've been trying to look at what this important element is. Because not many people think it is important. Not many people think it's important. Many people would choose to be soldiers and valiants of faith over soldiers and valiants of love. But to Jesus and what he explains, he calls this the greatest of all. So I think any minister, and I believe that any minister, one of the ways we can tell rate their greatness is not even in the anointing. Because you can be flowing in the gifts of the Spirit, you can be flowing in manifestations, and then you're very quick to anger. And the moment somebody touches you, they die by fire. You know, you say, if you touch me, you die by fire, you die by correction. So you get to realize that how you actually will know that you are doing well is that when people touch you, they don't die. That's actually how you know you're doing well. And that's how you actually know you are a great person in the kingdom of heaven. It got to a time where disciples of Jesus were following him, and they had some people just step on their toes a bit. And you find one of them saying, hey, lift up your right hand. Say, Father, right now. So Peter, James, and John, and Bartholomew, who is that quiet guy? I think Bartholomew was quiet. Like, he's always in the background because you hardly see more of him. Say, right now, I command fire. Jesus says, hey. What did you say? You command what? Say, Elijah. Jesus says, hey. You do not know what spirit that you are made of. So, actually, what happens in the Old Testament, and we see that great prophet call down fire from heaven and it consumes men. Jesus does not subscribe to it. Are you listening? He does not subscribe to it. He does not encourage that. So he tries to tell them, you know what spirit you are made of. You do not know what spirit you are made of. Because if you knew, you will not call down fire on people or men. And I'm sure they just put their hands down. They're saying, Charlie, it looks like the spirit of Elijah is not here. Let's just follow our master. So in the same way, there are many things that we actually rejoice about. And Jesus is saying, you do not know what spirit you are made of. For somebody who, you know, is walking in the love of Christ, it's like we're trying to see these parameters. You know, love is within a certain parameter. You play within a certain terrain of love. So we've been looking out into the week. We said that love suffereth long. You know, it's able to endure. I'd already explained that. It's able to be enduring, right? It's able to be patient in people's faults, right? You are able to entertain. It can condone evil. It can condone a certain kind of injury. Right? There's a level of provocation that it can swallow. Right? Yes, it suffereth long. It's patient. Oftentimes, not many people are patient while, you know, something happens in that suffering. Not many people. It's either they are going through a certain kind of a suffering, they are complaining every day. They will not say it, but every day in their hearts, and every day. Why are you always? Why must you always over? So I have food in the fridge. And that boy is always eating my food in the fridge. We always had those kind of roommates. Eh? That boy is always eating my stew. My mother will bring stew. The boy is always eating the stew. Why? But you have not told them. But you see that there is not that suffering long nature. But you see, love will always know how to suffer long. It will always know how to keep up with that. Oh, yeah. It can. So we've been looking at that. Let me not go back to that. You see that it can suffer long. It's kind. We've already looked at kindness. You know, it envieth not. We had already laid emphasis on that. And today we're moving on to love. It vaunteth not itself. He says it is not puffed up. You know, it vainted not itself. It is not puffed up. You know, I'm telling you of a truth. If you can listen to these teachings, you will be amazed of how they transform you. And make no mistakes about it. I've been listening to God's love in and amongst us for myself. For myself. Yeah, for myself. And I can tell you what a blessing has been to me. So, we're looking at this. Is that it does not vaunt itself. You know, there's that time where you do something and you want everybody to know it is you that did the thing. And you hop from one place to the other. Oh, have you seen this? Oh, I did it. I did it. Oh, I did it. I went there, they were struggling, I did it. Go to another person. Oh, have you seen this thing? Oh, I was the one. Did they tell you I was the one? Oh, they couldn't even do it. So I had to even go and help them do it. So, we're living in a world of hype. We're living in a world of hype. Everybody is seeking to promote everything in the world today. It seems that everything is a big promotion. A promotion for this. A promotion for that. A promotion about this. A promotion, oh, I did this. Say, oh, oh, evangelism, hip, 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 hooray, yeah, show them. Yeah, these are the souls. Hey, come inside the picture. Hey, don't step on my feet. Move to the side. Yeah, these are the souls we want today. And the souls are graciously blessed. Yes, see the books are here. We gave, yes, come and show them the books we gave you. We gave 6 books to Alidu. Yeah, Alidu used to walk from school barefooted, but now we gave Alidu 2 shoes. Yeah, Yamasa, come. Yamasa didn't have a dress, so we also got her 1 dress, and we are hoping that in the next few weeks we'll be sending in some dresses. Yeah, and the community is blessed because we came to give and see all of these things we gave. Oh, heep, 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 heep. Yes, stay tuned for all of the good things we are going to be. You are not wise when you do this. Bible says you are vaunting up yourself. You are promoting what you actually should be quiet about. So I tell you of a truth. The way the world does things is not how the church should do things. Yeah, the moment you do something for someone, you should even be waiting for nobody to even realize that that thing was done for the person. And when you see that person become a beneficiary of what you had been laying hold on them, your entire joy and rejoicing should be with you right in your heart. Now, this is what he calls love. You see, I'm trying to explain to you. Oftentimes when we say love, I said this right in the first teachings, when we say, I love whiskey, I love Fufu. I love my wife. I love my husband. These are all different kinds of love. But this time we're narrowing down on what God's love is. And so if we want to know what God's love is, then we must allow him explain to us what his love is. What his love is. Yeah. What his love is. What his love is. And that's why you never find me as an individual encourage some things. Because the moment we encourage them, it means that we now begin to live for photo ops, and we begin to live for photo shoots, and we begin to live for, you know, what is happening all around us. And we lose out on that valuable item, that discrecy that we need to have, this that discretion that we need to have on what it genuinely means to be like Christ and to walk with him. So it does not seek to promote itself. So, see, too much hype within the church. It's not high sounding. It's not high sounding. It's not high sounding. So whenever you do something in the quest to promote yourself, you have stepped out of love. And if everything that we're saying, it has to be about you, and it has to be about you, and it has to be about you, and it has to be about you. Within selfishness, you won't find God. You won't find God. You won't find God. So there's certain characters that we need to start assessing. We need to start assessing. Many times when we walk into the room and nobody pays attention to us, how do you feel? Do you feel like, everybody should stop and look at me? Everybody should stop and notice my presence. Everybody should be attentive to me. Or you're very okay when you get into places and people don't recognize you. So, genuine kind of love does not seek for itself. Does not promote itself. Begin to search your hearts today and begin to fish out anything that is not of God and that is without his love. Say, hey, I'm the best. I'm the best. And truly, nobody is better than me. No. Even when it comes to achievements, there's a way you can be quiet about achievements. There's a way you can be quiet about it, your achievements. You know, there are certain things that I personally, like growing up, I paid attention to in my life. And I said, or maybe these are some of the things that God saw, like David. And maybe he chose, I don't know. But when I carefully think about it, I was like, maybe these are some of the things God saw. And he chose to. As at the age of 12, 13, I was exposed heavily. I'm not talking about little exposure. I was exposed heavily. Yeah. Those who can testify, they will let you know. You can ask Ransford. He was there. I was exposed heavily. I was in the north. And the whole of Tamale, there was not one school I had no influence in. I'm telling you. You can ask Ransford. He was there at that time. Yeah. Because I was a good singer. And because of singing, I even came to Accra. Came to sleep in hotels, had things to do with UNICEF, had things to do with some white officials from Singapore and other places. Ransford is here. Yeah, he's the one smiling here. I think today he has joined. He didn't sleep today. Or he didn't go to work since he's now a night shifter. Or Ransford is not true. I just thought about, I was exposed heavily. Yeah. There are things that probably he doesn't even know that I'm even saying now. I had influences in Tiumba, had influences in Dan Shelley, I had influences in Faith Hill. I'm telling you, it got to a point in time, not many people knew this, but I was dealing with it. It got to a point that I used to receive letters from schools, letters upon letters from schools. Yeah, letters upon letters. And they'll be bringing the letters from schools. Yeah. And when I get into places, Pascal. But you know, I'm now realizing that these things never truly got into my head. And Ransford Kweku said this to me, Kweku, in JHS 2 or so. I remember that statement very clearly. In class, I don't know how God reminded me, but Kweku said these things to me, and he said that, I can't paraphrase what he said, but he said that, hey, with the way you are exposed and you are still, like, you don't have that kind of exposure, it's truly humbling. Yeah, he said that to me. We're children, but I can still remember. Yeah, he said that to me. He was like, the way. In fact, there was a time where he came to say that he was in his house and somebody, a group of people were passing behind his window and they were mentioning my name and calling my name and so excited about me. And he came to tell me the next day. And he said, hey, the way people know you and the way you are influential and the way you... And honestly, I never became like very elevated. Okay, I don't know if I did, but to me, in my mind, I still remained very like small in my mind. I remained very small in my mind. In my mind, I didn't see myself as anybody. Yeah. So when I think about it, I'm like, maybe God saw this natural trait or something. And then maybe he decided, I don't know. But I never became something so exceedingly high than myself. Yeah. In fact, I don't remember the time at that time where it felt like I promoted myself. Yeah, I don't remember. In fact, there are times where even they had reality shows in other places that I would just go and I was going to say I would just go and minister, but that's wrong ministration. It was totally wrong. It's not ministration. But that's ministration of the things that are not of God. I was going to minister things that were not of God. And I just finished and, you know, people are coming to me. I'm telling you, people are coming to me. Somebody's asking for my something, like something from me. Can you write? I'm telling you, when I went to Portobello, I saw people and the way they were excited. Oh my goodness. Yeah. But I never saw myself as anything or something. I could be walking in town and somebody just approaches me and is like, hey, Pascal, Anna C. Rich concert. And it was so amazing. And schools used to come. Yeah. So I think these traits are oftentimes needed. You don't need to do anything for somebody to be so, whatever. You don't need to exalt yourself. You don't need to prove yourself. I'm telling you, if there's anything I've known, I'm. So you see that? It says, when you do this, he says, you're walking in that God kind of love. Does not brag about its own achievements. And it does not inflate its own importance. Many times we like to feel important. And everyone likes to feel important. And that's okay. But the God kind of love, and a man who actually understands God and has this love working in him, will not always seek for these places. And so we have stories of the Pharisees who seek high places. Who seek high places. Oftentimes, when I even look at people I love and I really admire, and I see their flyers on billboards, I'm like, hey, God. I mean, can't we have not my picture there or something? Now, that's not to say my pictures are not going to be at places. But it's not something I'm craving to do. And that's something I avoided from a very long time. Yeah, from a very long time. Not seeking your own achievements. And that's not to also say, I'm not saying those who have flyers and those who have heavy billboards are wrong. We're going to have billboards. That's not wrong to have. I'm just saying that if it comes with a motive of being the one there, then you are not walking in that God kind of love. So you have an overly inflated importance. You want people to see you. Well, yeah, I'm the apostle, I'm the prophet, I'm the evangelist. Hey, my name is not Pascal Kakrabo, my name is not Ivan Sesi. Why are you calling me Ivan Sesi? The name is Apostle, Doctor, Prophet, Evangelist, Prophetess, Precious, Archbishop. Why are you not adding the Archbishop? Why? What happened to the Archbishop? What happened? What happened? What happened? Louis has to be born again. Eagle Eye Prophet. See, the guy who can see into the realm of me, I can see you. Now, if you don't, me, I can see very well. Ask them who were there for the meeting, at that place. I can see very well. Yeah. Eagled. We should lift you up. We should lift you. Say, yeah, it comes. All those things are not necessary. When Jesus comes, he's going to be looking at you, and he will be looking at that love you had. Whether all of those things you did were in love or they were outside of love. In love or outside of love. When you gave that food, your friend came. So I gave her the food. In love or outside of love. You know, there's just a way you have a way of shielding people in love. Say, we gave them money, we gave them money. Say, in love or outside of love. In love or outside of love. So every day. I forget about him. If I don't buy food for him, then he will not eat. In love or outside of love. I'm not ashamed to say this. Ransford was my very, very good friend. I can tell you, he has bought me food countless times than I've bought food for him. Yeah, countless times. He's giving me money countless times than I'm giving him money. Yeah. And many times I didn't have money. Yeah, I didn't have money. But I am the one to be saying that, not him. Do you see that? Yes. If he says that, then it ceases to be in love. Then it becomes an outside of a love thing. So, Zeta, I've heard some crazy things outside there. And so we go nipa jiri seat na nipa refio den. No, that's the world's description of how you should do things. So when you help people, make them know that Tali, this thing, I helped you. So I can say it wherever. You can't talk about anything. No, when you love people, just love them. Are you listening? When you love people, just love them. When you help someone, just help them. Don't even help them and think that they're going back and they want to. They should come back and give some kind of thanks to you. See, if you don't help, give some, or you even help people. No, just help them and let them go. All right? When you do this, the Father is pleased with what you do. When you do this, the Lord is pleased with what you do. So it's not self-seeking in its own. You're not inflating your own importance. People of God, as ministers of the gospel, let's not allow this plague eat us. When you go to a place and you see that there are other ministers of God there, sometimes when you pay attention, you see that there is one minister who is not coming to say hi because he wants you to notice him, that he should come and say, you should come and say hi to him. Let me tell you something. Drop it. Go and say hi to him. God will keep increasing your grace and increasing what he's placed on you and increasing his glory upon your life till you become increasingly great at what he's called you to do. And don't let it bother you. Don't let it bother you. Don't let it bother you. So that's what I'm saying. In this family, we want to kill all those things. Yeah? We want to have no effects of those things in our midst. And that's why teachers address the younger people with respect, address the older people with respect. It's not wrong to call a 9-year-old yes sir. I said this. It's not. When you look at a 9, you can look at it and say yes sir. That's love. It's that it is not seeking to have itself highly exalted. You don't inflict your own importance. Say, I've been passing here every time. I'm the one that's been greeting. Every time when I come, I'm the one that greets. Nobody greets me. And even when they come, they don't greet. You keep greeting. You keep greeting. Don't allow those things get into your heart. Don't allow those things get into your heart. So, don't seek lots of hype. Understand me? Fountain yourself is not in love. Next verse. Nor is it puffed up. Now, what it means to be puffed up? A superiority attitude. Say, I'm better than you. I'm better than you. And sometimes there are many things that make us puffed up. Very interestingly, as simple as being beautiful. As simple as being beautiful. Because you are beautiful. Every man that sees you likes you. You are not wise. Say, why? What's wrong with me? Because you are beautiful. You are puffed up. Puffed up, beautiful girl. Everybody that smiles at you likes you. Puffed up, beautiful girl. There are many things that can make us very puffed up. And why is he? And even sometimes, even amongst your own colleagues, say, I'm the most beautiful. I'm the most beautiful amongst all of you. Hey, give way, your queen is coming. And then, you know, that other sister who is very caricature is just finding somewhere to hide her face because she knows nobody needs to tell her that she is not beautiful at all. And you see that she starts to feel bad. No, that's not, I'm just using this to explain. Right? I'm not saying somebody's, everybody's beautiful in their way. So you get to realize that she has come to that realization, that acceptance. And sometimes she might even look beautiful, but she might not believe it because she sees somebody off. And then before you realize, she feels bad amongst her colleagues. Because she is not, or she does not match the standard. There are many things that could make you puffed up, that could make you superior. See, the rich should only play with the rich. And if only you move with the rich, you become richer. And richer. You are not wise when you talk like this. So who should be friends to the poor? Who should be friends to the poor? Who should reach out to the poor? Okay, the poor, they should just be poor, poor, poorer, 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 poorest, poorest, test, test. They only have to be poor because nobody who is rich wants to associate themselves with the poor. I'll tell you what. In this body, we are not going to exalt the rich over the poor. In this body, when we come together, we're people one in Christ. That is all. So, don't create class distinctions. Don't create class distinctions. When you meet people, don't put them in classes and relate to them differently. No. When you do that, you're not walking in the God kind of love. You will be open to everyone. You will pay special attention to everyone. Let me tell you, I learned something and I put it into work while I was at work. When I see somebody who looks rich and wealthy come in, I attend to you. But let me tell you what I purposefully in my heart did. Is that when I see someone walking, even with, you know, dirty dresses, and maybe the person is a fitter or something, dirty hands, dirty. Let me tell you what I do. I even pay more attention to you and I treat you more with respect. Are you listening? Because God's kind of love will not create disparity between classes of people. So you will learn to do this. When you see someone who is handsome, give him the same accol of respect you will give to the one that probably is not handsome to your taste or whatever you call it. When you see the rich, accord them with that same respect you accord the poor. When you do this, you are walking in God's kind of love. Don't be swelled up in your positions or in your acquisitions. Don't despise others. Don't trample on them. Don't treat people with discontent. Rather, you love all men. You would learn to honor and prefer one another. Romans chapter 12 verse 10. We're just going to look at a conflicting scripture and then we'll be back. Romans chapter 12 verse 10. Romans chapter 12 verse 10. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Don't take someone's opinion because they have money and rubbish the other's opinion because they don't have money. Be kindly affectionate. You know what kindness will do? Kindness always renders help to people who need our help. So it just isn't that you want to be kind, right? But let your kindness be with affection. It should have a touch of affection. All right? It should have a touch of affection. It's like there's a kindness, yes, but it should have a touch of affection. And affection is feelable, it's powerful. You can almost feel affection. Be kindly affectionate one to another. Affections will come with, you know, love. Affections will come with physical sort of ambiences like smile. Touch is a kind of kindness. So you will be kindly affectionate. I will be kindly affectionate. So, whenever you understand this, you in God kind of love. In honor, preferring one another. In honor, preferring one another. You esteem another. You prefer one another. When you see a brother, you say, wow, this is a brother. That's my brother. You honor him. You honor him as a brother. And you do that with brotherly love. You're doing it one to another. You know, there's a way we can always outdo one another in honor. There's always a way we can outdo one another in honor. It's like what somebody does for you, you do more for the person. That's outdoing. And that should be everybody's goal. Is that what somebody does for me, I want to outdo it for another. Or I want to outdo it for them. So be kindly affectionate. It's kindness. It's kind. You are kind. But that kindness should be with a kind of affection. When somebody comes to ask you for something, don't just frown your face and just be, come and take the thing. You don't even, yeah, the thing's on the table. You can go and take it. When did you say you are bringing it back? 2 days. 2 days time. Make sure I bring back. 2 days is 48 hours. 48 hours. Don't forget it. Put it down. 48 hours. Yeah, you can use the rice cooker, but you know, I don't really give out my rice cookers like that. So, I mean, hurry up. 45 minutes. Bring it to me right now. Right now. Please, and if you take more than 45 minutes, that's the last time you get it from me. Are you listening to me? Have you heard what I'm telling you? Have you heard? No, I mean, be kindly affectionate. You know, when you are giving things to people, let them feel like you are giving it to them in love. You are happy that you are doing those things that they ask you to do for them. There is an affection that goes with that kindness. Yeah, there's a kindness that goes with it. And I'm going to teach on this, and I'm going to teach on this in the latter part of which is love is true, right? There's certain times you can help people. And you shouldn't go out of your way to help in someone you can't help. If you can't help, genuine love tells you to tell them that I can't help you. And so I think you should find out on someone else who will be able to help. That's love. Does not put itself in any kind of a situation where you will not be able to help, but you are saying, I can help you, I can help, I will help you. Tomorrow next, call me, 5 days, call me, 5 days time, call me, 2 days time, call me, 10 days, I miss your call me for 12 days time, 14, please, call me next month. You are not walking in love when you do this. That's to the latter, I'll teach on this. Right? It's brotherly. Once you can help genuinely, you extend that kindness. There was a day one of the brothers I knew asked me for something. And previously, he did something to me that I didn't really like. He was going somewhere and he said, come and do this for me. And so they're going to pay you this money. And when they pay you, don't worry, that's your pay. When I come, I'll come and take over from what you are doing. So I got on the work and I think I'm veering off, but let me just share it with you because I've already started. Or you don't want to hear. Okay. So I worked with him. He went and then he came back, and unfortunately they were not able to pay me the money. So they paid him the money so that he could give me the money. So I was waiting for the money and it was not coming. So I was with another man of God by then. And I even told the man of God that, oh, this is my brother. I went to work with him and I was just trying to share it with him. I was even trying to share it with him. He was getting angry. he was getting angry in my stead. I'm just trying to share it with you. Like, what do you think? And, hey, the guy has just gotten angry. Why would he do this? Why would it's wickedness? And I said, oh. So I just kept quiet. He was talking, ranting, you know, just talking, you know. And it was really a painful thing because I had to do a lot of sacrificing to go and take his place. And now they've paid you. Give me the money. You are sitting on the money. Then excuses start to come. This and 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 this. And no, I said, okay, you send me the money. Okay, at your own convenient time. You see? So I gave him a convenient time. Before I realized, he has sent small. Then I was not interested about taking the money from him, but he was a minister. So I expected him to know better that you don't do things like that. Because if I can't trust you with money, there are many things I can't trust you with. And in fact, there are many things I will not trust you from now onwards with. Right? So, like I'm saying, I'm going to teach on that at the latter part. But you'll see that I'll review the statement I just made on not being able to trust. But that was my state then. So I said, okay, just let me give you enough time. And then, so he paid something. Before he realized, the whole money he's not paying. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. Let's not have any issues on that. I'm not going to ask him. I'm just going to forget it. And I'm not going to follow up on it again. So I let it go. A few months later, he comes back again, asking for a very huge amount of money from me. And I'm like, no. You're not going to pay back this money. And also, I can't stand giving this money to you and not paying back. So because of that, to keep our friendship, I will not give you this money. So that we can keep our friendship. So that it's not like I give you the money and now I'm chasing you and you're like, oh, because you are my friend, because you are a fellow minister, you need to understand. No, no, no. So to keep our friendship, I will not give out the money. Right? So that we can keep what we have and not allow that destroy our friendship. And I'm going to be teaching that after now, after God's love in and amongst us. I'm going to be teaching on something in relation to handling all those social issues that you have with life and that people come around with. Do you understand? So genuine love has a way. It has a way. It has a way. It has a way. Let's go back to what I was speaking on. We're done. In fact, we've closed. Romans 10, we do nothing out of spirit of contention or vainglory, but in lowness of mind, we'll esteem others better than themselves. Philippians 2:3 is our last scripture, and then we'll be out of here. Philippians 2:3 is our last scripture. And then we're out of here. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, right? We're still on vainglory. We're still on esteeming others more than yourself. Say, why is it that you are sitting and I'm standing? Oh no, how about you just sit and I stand? Right? Right? Yes, it's not a fool. Let me tell you, many of the times, what the world calls foolish is what God sees as wise. So won't you fight for yourself? Won't you fight? Won't you talk? Won't you talk back? Won't you talk back? If I was the one, the way I insult, hey God, I thank God I was not, it was not me. Oh. I thank God it was not me. I would have made this guy's life miserable. I would have shown this guy that it's not everybody they touch. I would have proven to this guy that he was not wise. I would have shown this Pepe. I would show him Pepe, if it was me. No, that's not how God's love, you know, behaves. And you, gentlemen, it does not seek its own way. It's not striving to have its own way. I learned this from Kenneth Hagin. He says that he always gave the best part of the egg to his wife. Yeah. He said every time for over 50 years or 45 years of getting married, every time the best of the fried egg was for his wife. Yes. So, when you're not seeking your own, you're not saying, I need to have a Rolex watch as a man while my wife wears bangles from Katamanto. That is also in a way trying to be high off your best of clothes. Get her the best of clothes. And if you don't have money to buy both of you clothes, buy her the best of clothes also. Let her enjoy. Are you listening? That's how you have peace in your home. If a very soon will be counseling you, and I've said this in this ministry, we are not going to counsel. I am not going to counsel. Maybe I'll train marriage counselor. Me, I'm not going to counsel. I don't. It's a useless venture. It is very useless. For the pastor, I'm not talking about for other marriage counselors. I'm not the one saying it all. Pastor Chris Oyakilome has said this. Pastor Chris Onainka said the same thing. Bishop Daga said, he said he doesn't, you can go. He has trained other people to do it, but he doesn't do it. Do you understand? So we're going to have counselors. But you see, if you have the word of God come to you, you don't need any of those. The word of God is what you need. Do you understand? I'm saying this the way they said it all. It's not like I'm the one saying it's a useless word. I've said it the way, you know, they just said it, that this thing is useless. To counsel marriage couples, they will even close a counseling session. Have a fight in the counseling session. Go to the nearest eating bar, eat before and insult the pastor. You know, say, man, pa. Can you imagine he was telling you to do this? Say, he was also telling you to do this. So, in view of that, we don't want any of these casualties. You know, we don't want any of these casualties. I remember a story where great man of God said he had told some two people not to marry. And those two people forced them for the marriage. And they called him to come for their wedding. And he couldn't do anything, but he had to go. So me, now I don't worry myself. Oh, I've heard stories. So I'm just fine. When I say this one is not, you say this one would go and do it. It's your own. It's your own. Me, I don't worry myself again. It's your own. If I say don't do this, don't do this, you go and do it. It's your, just do, enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. So he said, I laughed in my room. He said, many weddings I've been there I didn't agree to. I said, okay, then there are weddings I didn't also agree to. Then I have to go. I just go. And there are many, many. So I laughed in my room. Laughed in my room, sir. Say, you even blessed the wedding. They would say, wow, pastor. Pastor, thank you for coming. Thank you for, that was just by the way. So it's not how I was speaking was that the man will not try to overshadow and lord and ride over his wife. Is that okay? So you have that happening. Are you listening? You have that happening. And you, this thing wants to make me laugh some more, but you know, you have that happening, right? So Philippians chapter 2 verse 3. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Right? So in lowliness of mind, let each one of us esteem others better than ourselves. If we do this, we're not going to have lots of problems in the church. No, we aren't. We're going to have lots of issues. We're not going to have lots of people who are saying, I should have done this, I should have done that. No, he was supposed to do, that's wonderful. I think he'll do a better job. Right? And you will see the church grow. You will see the church multiply. You will see the church become strong in God's love. You see that the church will become strong in God's love. And the enemy will not be able to destroy whatever it is that we're building in the Lord's name. Amen? So, let each one of us esteem others. Esteem others. Esteem others. When you see your brother, start to esteem him. Talk well of him. That's what it means to esteem others. Talk well of him. Speak well of him. Even if he's wrong, speak well of him. I learned this from Kenneth Hagin, is that we can see wrong things about people and still speak good about them. Yeah. So we speak well of people. Even if the person is 100% bad, but maybe the person has good eyelashes or the person has good ears, has nice body or something. You can say, well, while they are bashing the person and counting all the wrongs that the person has, you say, the only thing that should come out of your mouth is that, well, I think the person has some nice eyelashes. And I think I like that about that person. You see, when you do this, God's grace over your life multiplies. It multiplies. You don't have any idea. It multiplies greatly. Right? So we're going to be walking in God's kind of love. All right. So God's love in and amongst us. Let's just thank God in this place that we are going to be walking in the consciousness of these. The audios, listen to them. I'm listening to them. They are doing wonders. Listen to them. Father, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your love that's shared abroad in our hearts. Your love that's shared abroad in our hearts. Yeah, we're not asking for more of it. We know we already have it. And so we're asking for more flows or demonstrations of this love in our hearts already. We thank you, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're helping us by your Spirit to practicalize whatever it is that we're learning, whatever it is that we're implementing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.